home game against Middle Tennessee State. Blazers needing a big, big bounce-back win this weekend. Our interview every week with head coach Brian Vincent is brought to you by the great folks at Legacy Credit Union. No matter where you are in life, start building a legacy you can be proud of today at Legacy, the official credit union of UAB.
And the coach with us now on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. Welcome in, Coach. How are you today?
Doing good today, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. Thanks a lot. How do you, and I know you've done this for a very long time, but how do you, is it a feel thing as a coach when it's time to turn the page from a loss? You've gotten everything out of that you can and focus on the next game. How do you know when it's just the right time to move on?
It's really got to be the right time by 1:30, that Monday team meeting at 1:30, because really going forward, it's the next. You know what I mean? It's next. It's been Middle Tennessee since 1:30 Monday. You know, and that was a tough loss. You know, let's be honest. Let's be real. That was tough. That one hurt. You know, we walked in the locker room, and our team was hurt. You know, they played extremely hard. We prepared hard. Just had a couple, you know, some mistakes right there. It really cost us. The two turnovers was a big part in that game that we got. We just can't do, and we know that. And that kind of swung the momentum back. But you've got to be able to move forward because, hey, it's a long season. It's next game up, because you can't let one loss affect you in the next game where it carries over to be a second loss.
You mentioned the two turnovers. And another, you know, problem that seemed to plague UAB going back to last year, even in wins, Coach, were the penalties. And 12 more penalties this past week against Rice. You know, I mean, it's easy to say we're going to clean them up. I mean, how do you clean up penalties?
The only thing we did, we started back in fall camp, the first day of fall camp, and we've got judges, we've got officials all over the field. And anytime it looked like a penalty, we threw it. And we did push-ups right then, and we went right to the next play. We, you know, five up, now let's go. And if you look at the three games prior to that, I felt like we had made improvement, and it was shown and it was proven. And then we get into the Rice game, and it was a flag fest, man. Let's just be honest. It was a flag fest. They were over 20, was it 22 penalties, 23
yep, 22 penalties.
You know, we were never really a flow, because there's always a stoppage in the game because of penalties. And, you know, it's something that we've prepared hard for. We've worked hard on. We continue to do that day in and day out. That's not you know, that's not who we want to be. That's not who we are. And we're going to continue to work on that daily to make sure that is minimized.
Our conversation on UAB brought to you by Legacy Credit Union is a big weekend, 2:30, not only for UAB on the football field, but also in the stadium. It's the annual Children's Harbor game. And Coach, 92 patients will be there as well. You got the special uniforms that will help raise awareness and funding for Children's Harbor. What do you take away from this game? What does it mean to you and the people inside that locker room?
It's a very special game. It's something that we take a lot of pride in as a program, that we're very passionate about. To have the opportunity to have these 92 patients for this season, these 92 patients, and you know, I guess the best way to say it is, we also have names on the back of our jerseys of patients that aren't here anymore. And for our players to go out there and play for these families, to play for these patients, and to honor them during this game and really during this week, and then to be also to go out there and to play in the memory of patients that aren't here with us, is something that's special to us. You know, we tell our team all the time, ever since really 17, when Coach Clark started this tradition, that I think is one of the best traditions in college football, that we get the opportunity to go out there and play for something that's bigger than us, to be able to bring joy and happiness, and to take these patients' minds away from their struggles and away from the real life adversity that they're facing is special. You know, we get to go out there and play for them and honor them, you know, as a team. And for this town and for Children's Harbor and these families, I don't know how it can be any better than that.
Coach Bryant Vincent with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. It is also homecoming, Coach. And I'm curious, as a coach, do you feel a little extra pressure knowing that the alums are back, a lot of former players are back? It's an important game to fans.
It really is. And it's not only is it homecoming, it's the next conference game. It's homecoming. Yeah. It's Children's Harbor game, and every game is big, but I think it just spices things up. It makes it more exciting. I told our team Monday in the 1:30 meeting, this is going to have a championship feel to it now. this game's going to have a championship feel because we've got a really good Middle Tennessee State coming in, team coming in. Last time we played them was 2018 when we beat them in the conference championship with Children's Harbor homecoming. Next conference game at home on 2:30 afternoon game. The weather's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It's something that our kids are excited about, and we're looking forward to this challenge.
Well, we know Middle Tennessee State, they've already got the upset where they really ran Miami off the field, especially in the second half of that game. But their strong suit is what you guys do well. You guys run the football well. They stop the run. They're 30th nationally, only giving up 107 yards per game. What do you see on the film with Middle Tennessee State?
Okay, so you're exactly right, Lance. You know, these guys, I see a top 10 defense coming into town Saturday, and that's what we said Monday. If you look at their statistics, okay, and yeah, they went out and they beat up Miami. They physically handled Miami. Now, you watch a film and you really study it, obviously, which we have, you see that they've given up 106 yards a game rushing. Now, they're giving up 285 throwing because the mentality and the philosophy of their defense is they're going to put 8 to 9 guys in the box to stop your run. Those safeties are sitting at 8 to 9 yards depth with a 4-3 box. So there's 9 guys that are going to be hanging around the box. They've got 19 sacks on the season. 19. They average 9 tackles for loss per game. So they're living in the backfield. Their defensive front is extremely powerful. They're active. They've got 9 interceptions on the season. That's top 10 in the country. So you're looking at a defense that's very aggressive. Their philosophy is throw us to beat us. They're going to pressure you. He's a 68% pressure guy. So he's going to put a lot of guys up there, and he's going to bring them. You know, we've seen more zero blitz from Middle Tennessee this year than in the first 5 games than we did all last season. So, you know, he's going to heat us up. He's going to put his corners on an island. They're going to challenge us to make us to throw the football.
I would imagine your message to them also this week is our goals are still out there. It's just one conference loss, and there's no divisions anymore. So the path to the playoffs are still there if you take care of business. Do you feel like that that is something you can hang your hat on as you build towards this weekend and the rest of the conference schedule?
100%. 100%. You know, we feel like we're backed in a corner. You know, we put ourselves down 0-1 because we're about playing for championships here and winning championships. So the reality of the situation is right now we're 0-1 in conference. We've got a great team coming in Middle Tennessee this Saturday. This is a championship game, and we've got everything in front of us. You know, we've been here, you know, unfortunately we've been here before. And it's the thing about it, the reality of it is when you're in the situation we're in, you find out what you're about. You found out what your team's made of. Are we tight? Are we close? Do we stick together? Do we believe in what we're doing? Are we going to press forward? And you really define yourself as a team through the struggles.
All right, he is Coach Brian Vincent. It is homecoming, 2:30, Middle Tennessee at Protective Stadium. Go out and support the Blazers for the Children's Harbor game. Homecoming, big conference game, everything there Saturday downtown. Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me. Go Blazers.
All right, buddy. Thank you. That is Coach Brian Vincent with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline.